We're in Simin Shin Chaf. We're up to Sif Aleph. We're about to start it, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Says the Mechaber, Zeisim vanovim osur l'sochta. Mid'oraisa, olives and grapes, which people grow for the sake of their oil and their grape juice, you're not allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. If you do, you're chayiv because of the malacha of mefarik, breaking something down to its components. You have a mixture of liquid and solid. You're breaking it down into solid and liquid. V'miyotzu me'atzma, not only that, but since people grow them for the sake of their liquid, if the liquid came out on its own, asurim, afil lo hayu omdim el achila, even if they were meant for eating. Since grapes are grown for the sake of squeezing and using their juice, so the juice came out on its own, it's going to be asur. We will at a different point discuss, I mean, whenever you cut a grape in half, you get some grape juice out there, how you're allowed to eat it. But the pashas is that we are matir. So the first level is zeisim vanovim, and that is osur mida oraisa. V'tusim v'rimonim, cherries and pomegranates, they aren't grown for squeezing, but some people will have the liquid. Osur l'sochton, it's only osur mida rabbanon. So there it depends. Unlike the Zeisim Vanovim, where we say that it's always considered that it's made for its juice, when it comes to Tusim V'rimonim, so it depends on your Kavana. If your Kavana was to use it for its juice, then the halacha is that the juice that comes out of it is Aser. If you really picked it for the sake of eating it, and then some juice comes out, then it's going to be Mutter. Peshar kol peres, whereas fruits that people don't generally squeeze, mutter l'sochtan, Chazal didn't even ask for that midrabanan. Not only that, but even if your kavana was for shtia, you're squeezing it out because you want to drink it, it's still mutter, even though there are those who argue with this. Hagah says the Rama, Malkam Shinogu Lischot Eza Paris Lishos Memov, Maches Tomeo Tanug, Dino Kitusim Verimonim. In a place that people squeeze any fruit, it's like Tusim Verimonim. And it'll be also to squeeze, and if it came out on its own, it depends on what you're holding it for. Avalim Nogu Lisochtul or Fuo Lavado En Lachush. If generally people don't squeeze it, they only do it for the sake of Rafua, that does not mean that it's called food. That's only to be sochet. Avol muter limtzos bepiv. You're allowed to suck out with your mouth. Mina novim hamashke shabam. That's muter. It's not like pressing grapes. Bekolshkin b'shar dvarim b'yesh also limtzos bepeh mina novim keyotzabayim. Whereas there are those that say that even schita bepeh is also at least mina rabbanan. L'maisa, the Mishtabur's maskana is l'hokel. You're allowed to be meikel. Now, l'halacha, if in one place the minig is to squeeze out that fruit, and you're in a different place, the Magen Avraham says that as long as it's the kind of fruit that if anyone would have plenty of, they would squeeze, l'halacha is the halacha is that it would be asur on Shabbos. Now, in with regard to the question of whether or not you're allowed to suck out the juice, so the Mishnah Berurah comes out that we are mechalek between a zeisim vanovim, where you're not allowed to, you should not be squeezing out the grape juice from a grape, as opposed to stama fruit, where there the halacha is that if you take it out by mouth, we don't, it's mutter l'chatchila to take it out by mouth.